This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies. Just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
It's bit season. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season episode 29. I'm Vinny.
And I'm JoJo.
Hey, hope everyone had a great week on the Junkies. We apologize for the delay on the podcast this week, but as we said in our tweet, we called out Tiger on Thursday.
Yeah, we should set the scene a little bit on Thursday.
It wasn't planned,
and Thursday was super busy. People don't realize this. Whenever we have spectacles come in studio, mm-hmm. like we did with Capital Crab, it's very labor intensive day for us.
It is.
We're always behind on our work during the day because we have to negotiate the food drop, and we have.
Are you making excuses? We called out Tiger.
Well, and we got distracted.
We got distracted before we knew it. It was like 11:30 because we watched the first two holes
and just
of Tiger.
And just so all the biddies know that it's not just me that was begging to postpone Bit Season because Tiger was on.
Oh no, I accept.
It was Drab's brainchild.
Yeah, I think it was.
But you were reading my mind.
I know.
Because with every minute that was going by, it gave me Tiger FOMO.
I know, and I get it. The key to growing a podcast is consistency and the same time posting every week. But there's a lot of money on the line for Valdez and I, and we were pretty distracted.
Very distracted.
Well, we had a good week. We got a lot of stuff to get to, stuff we're excited about.
I'm happy that we're able to do this on Friday because we are able to react and give our impressions of Vinny and JoJo.
Let's start there with the 720 segment on Friday morning. The much teased, highly anticipated Guys from New York.
Well, there's a lot of angles to attack this with. First of all, before we get to the breakdown of the Goombas from New York,
yeah,
we need to talk about Eric and his tailgating etiquette.
Well, it's foul.
It really is. I didn't realize that Eric was so much of a taker.
Well,
part of the reason that you're doing these tailgates.
Why are these guys such party animals? Who's going this ham on a Tuesday afternoon in Princeton, New Jersey?
To be honest, I think it's a lot of reliving your college glory days.
I know they are for a fact because EB sent me a text. I'm sure he sent it to you too. Of from Vinny. And Vinny's bragging because all his frat boys from D.C. are texting him saying, "Hey, was that you on the radio on the Junkies this morning?" So those guys had some glory days back in college.
Oh,
they're living vicariously through their kids.
Yeah, I imagine them being like Frank the Tank from old school.
Hey, Frank the Tank was interesting.
All right, before we get that break down their call, Eric's tailgating etiquette needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
First of all, Eric claiming I take all the pictures and then using that as some sort of repayment.
That is such a cop out.
The biggest cop out in the world.
And as one of them said is, hey, I don't have any pictures.
pictures of my son hanging from my wall.
If they want pictures, they got to go to EB's Instagram.
I don't understand. The whole point of a tailgate is camaraderie.
Right.
That brotherhood. Okay.
But don't you think it's a little much for these guys just to be partying and getting drunk? There's two games a week, or at least I think there's two games a week. They're out there just hamming it up before. We're not in a... This isn't the Grove, okay? At Ole Miss. You're in a Rutgers parking lot, if you're lucky.
There's something to be said for that. There is. Eric might be exaggerating how hard some of these guys go. And it could be just a handful of the guys that are going super hard.
Well, he did say that majority of them are from New York, and that they all, a lot of them know each other. So I'm sure there is a lot of camaraderie between them two. That just seems like a lot of prep. Do any of these guys have jobs? Who's cooking? Like, they're going to spend all this time getting this food and beer.
I imagine. You know what I imagine? You ever see the movie Godfather?
Of course.
Right? When they're making the meatballs and everything. Mm-hmm. I imagine those Italian donks making their gravy and meatballs the night before, getting ready to bring them to the tailgate.
You know what I like about this?
Or in Goodfellas when they're making the dinners and everything, and how they have a billion sausages.
Hey, you know what I like about this whole thing is that this circle of friends thing, where EB is dying to be accepted by these guys, and he's dying for us to accept them on the Junkies.
Eric is so needy for these.
What is it about these guys?
I don't understand these guys' approval.
Eric doesn't care about anybody.
No, he doesn't. Why do their approval means so much more to Eric than anything in the world.
He always says, well, they're my friends. Well, we all got friends that we're not like harassing other people about to take in. EB is actually more giddy for these two guys than he is for D. Smith.
And that's saying a lot.
When's the last time you heard D. Smith's name,
I haven't.
He got replaced.
We've had Vinny and Joe on more during the year than D. Smith.
We definitely have.
Hey, how do you think D. Smith feels about being replaced?
I think he's probably pretty busy.
You know what also I like, too, about Vin? This is what I like about Vinny and Joe and all these guys that Eric's bringing into the fold on the show. Is number one, the new cakes impression, and number two, Italian stereotypes.
I got to be careful because I think I was the first one to say Goombas on the air. I don't know what's an Italian slur and what isn't. I don't know where the line is. I know there's one or two that you definitely can't say, but I don't know how offensive these are.
Well, I mean, if you start saying the word greasy, you better watch out.
Well, Italians are my friends too.
I'm a fan of the Italian people.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just funny. It's a great stereotype to impersonate. First of all, cakes is just hitting a home run getting under EB skin and getting under those guys' skin.
I was a little disappointed by the lack of
Cakes has tiny testicles, doesn't he?
He does. He's like at the smallest balls in the world.
He did it one time.
Those guys are 300 miles away. What are they going to do to you?
Yeah, those little chihuahuas barked at Cakes one time about
and then he shut up.
He shut up the rest of the time.
He stopped that accent so quick.
Yeah, I know. So how did this interview come together, Valdez?
How did it come together? EB said, I'm having my friends on.
And I told EB, we tell EB this all the time, like, if you're passionate about something, it drives the show, especially Eric, because his energy and his chemistry with this kind of stuff really can make some segments. But
everyone feeds off of it.
Honestly, if any of the four guys really, are passionate about something.
You know, if Cakes wanted to have
especially non-sports, if
Cakes wanted to have his pickleball partner on, and he wanted to like
Joan on him,
and he wanted to Joan on him for blowing a match,
right?
I think that's something that we could work with. That'd be funny. And so the same sentiment for Eric when he wanted to have Vinny and Joe on.
Now I caught some blowback today that someone said, "Why are these two guys allowed on the air, but Skippy isn't?"
All right, do you want to answer that one?
I don't really know how to answer that right now. What do you think? Why? First off, Skippy is allowed on the air.
Yes.
I've never not once said Skippy can't be on the air. I said...
Well, except when we had contracts with with betting sites.
No, this is what I said. Skippy can't come on to break down games every Friday at 9:45. It's just not going to work. And we're not allowed to have him on to break down games. If Jason Watson has a great story and says Skippy's walking around in his wife's panties again and he got busted.
Yeah, he got caught.
That's great content. I'd love to have Skippy on there. It's nothing personal with Skippy. I have said this 1,000 times.
Why do you think people think that
because Eric
dislike...
tells Skippy and those guys tell Skippy I don't like him and I'm keeping him from the show. And it's not true. Skippy can come on. Just tell me he's got a great story. And I'm like, all right, let's call him up.
Well, you know that's just going to lead to... Well, we can just talk to him.
I know. I know. Eric always says that. He's always got great. We don't want to talk to him about this. Skippy can come on. He doesn't need to come on every Friday at 9:45. That's as a thing of the past. We gave it a run, and he's not allowed to break down games, at least right now. That could be changing. I don't know.
Yeah, that's something that we have to discuss later.
So how did you think Vinny and Joe did? EB, how do you think EB thought they did?
I think EB was happy to get it out of the way.
The monkey off the back?
Yes, the monkey off the back. Because I feel like Eric gets his balls busted every time he goes up the Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
And he's tailgating. And then every single time he's up there, they go, when can I call in? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They get a couple drinks in them. And then all of a sudden they start going, what? I'm calling in. I'm doing it. You never have me on. You know what I mean?
Why doesn't EB just say no?
I don't know.
What's wrong with saying no?
Because he's desperate for
but
their
approval. Don't you have people in your life
that I say no to?
No,
all the time.
That say, hey, when can I call into the show?
Like all
I used to have this neighbor, Nick, right? Same type of thing. Like, party guy, knew of the Junkies, listened to the show here and there. And he'd always say, I'm going to call in. I'm a star. Put me on the air. You know what I say? You're never getting on the air. I'm never putting you on. And this guy was a close friend of mine. You could just say no. It works great. You got to set the tone from the beginning.
I like friends that know their place.
Yeah, you got to put them in their place. You give an inch, they take a mile.
But that's also something that needs to be discussed is Eric's desperate plea to fit in.
Yeah, that is something about that. What is that?
It's because
why is the radio star so shy up in New York? Remember, they couldn't believe that they thought he was the janitor.
Yeah.
That actually was a funny line.
That's actually one of the better lines. I don't know. I think Eric's developed this kind of timid way about him. And it's weird because he's the most brazen guy when the microphone's on, and he'll say whatever pops into his head. But he's a completely different, socially awkward guy when the mic is off.
I don't feel that way about him. I mean,
well,
with the mic
how
on,
he's around
with,
us.
With a mic on, he's unfiltered. But I think anywhere else, he's Joe Cool. Like he's definitely like in his place. I've never once thought of Eric Bickle as timid. Picturing him at this tailgate, shuffling his feet with his hands in his pocket, not knowing like who to talk to or to voice up when he first got up there.
Nursing a beer,
sitting at Frank Pepe's pizzeria all by himself. Okay.
I think also there's a part of it where he doesn't want to screw anything up for Stevie.
Yeah, that's
possible. Know what I mean?
Like, and maybe some of these are the older boys. Like those, they already had their crew. And Eric comes along when Stevie was
the Johnny
first.
Come lately.
Yeah, he was trying to fit his way.
But you know, also, you know, he doesn't want to ruffle any feathers because all of a sudden, what if a group of parents doesn't agree with you or doesn't like you? Or,
right.
You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden, maybe like that kind of filters down to their kid, and they maybe all of a sudden treat Stevie differently.
These tailgates and hanging out with those guys, that's too much pressure for me. Like, I'm not socially...
You're not a social butterfly.
Well, no, I mean, for people I know, like Eric, I think I am, but I don't like being committed to things. Eric always says, doesn't he always say, I want an open slate, I don't want to be committed to anything.
I want to do what I want to do.
Why is he committing to, like, going to these parties and tailgates 3 times a week to, like... hang out with all these guys? It's too much. I would be dreading every 5-hour trip up there. Oh my god, I gotta go have some lasagna with these guys.
Gonna go have some lasagna with Vinny.
Right. I don't know. What should Eric be bringing to the tailgate? You need to set us straight here.
All right. First of all, stop using your camera as your shield.
Yeah. I agree with that.
It's actually kind of girly. Because all I think about is, you remember in high school when it was always the chick's domain to be like the yearbook photographer, right?
Yeah.
Taking pictures of the class.
Taking pictures of the studs.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's kind of girly and beneath Eric to do that. So stop using your camera as a clutch.
We're not stupid. Crutch. The only reason you're using the camera stuff is so you can get on the field, so you can get closer action. Or because when there was a pandemic, that was the only way into the stadium. Yeah. Or whatever, you know, the other stuff that he was doing as well.
Yeah, that's not happening anymore.
Right.
You don't need to do that.
Right. So what does he need to bring?
All right. I like the idea of crab cakes from Capital Crab. Especially if everybody is begging for them,
mm-hmm. That's no brainer. But how's he gonna heat those up and make them silly ones?
Well, you just take a ice box up there and then put them on foil on the grill and heat them up that way.
Right,
they're probably not gonna taste as good, but it's still very very nice of you.
All right.
But all right, stop bringing cookies.
Okay? Hey, what's wrong with cookies for a tailgate? Have you ever been at a tailgate and not been sized when there's a tray of cookies there?
It is good.
But, okay, like, come on.
All right, but saying I'm bringing cookies for the kids. All right, that sounds kind of creepy. You might as well bring orange slices.
Also, you only spent $5. Yeah.
You know how much those Entenmann's cost? $6.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to show your worth at a tailgate, and I consider myself a tailgate master.
You are.
Is you need something that shows that you've put time and effort into preparing it.
Ugh.
I know you're gonna have to marinate some chicken. You're gonna have to put together some kebabs,
right?
Something like that.
That's honestly
those Goombas want is they want to see Eric put together effort.
Also, Eric could get so much free food. He could work the circuits around here.
Oh my God!
Take up a Trace Delays cake.
Why is he not doing that? That'd be a great thing to do.
Right. Let's
bring up that chocolate raspberry cake for a dessert.
Stevie scores his first goal at the celebration. Let's cut into the cake.
All right, and you bring your little fancy cutter, and everybody gets a piece of the cake. That's a great idea, Drav.
Thank you.
If you don't want to spend the time preparing something or making something, it's a great thing to bring up. And just say, hey, this is a mom-pa shop that's right around the corner from me, and I get this for every special occasion.
I think it's the
greatest dessert known to man.
He should bring it up for senior day. All right, Eric, that's you.
There's two games left, right?
I think so. So I there's a little drab tip there for you. All right, now back to the radio show.
Okay, yes, back to the radio.
EB was hyping up these macho guys all week and how they are going to come in
these
here.
These guys bust my balls for being a Nats fan.
Yeah, these guys really give it to me every weekend up here, and they're just rowdy guys. They're those rowdy New Yorkers.
I was thinking about just like the obnoxious New York sports radio caller.
Yeah.
And when they came on the air, all right,
and he goes, hey, do I got to do that fake New York voice for you guys? I'm like, oh man, here we go. This is a letdown coming.
I'm not saying they were bad on air,
but it was a long 20-minute segment.
It was the longest segment of the day.
Why didn't they punch out a little bit earlier? They didn't have to go 19 minutes with those guys.
Yeah, you know what's weird? Is like kind of putting it on a tee for him to say, hey, you know what? Why don't you do your Dan Marino bit? It's kind of like when you have a comedian that comes in and you ask him to do his act.
Of course.
That's exactly what it felt like when Vinny and Joe were on the air.
So you know what this is a good comparison to? Because EB told us that those guys had a production meeting, okay? So tilted. These amateurs had a production meeting for their segment and to work out their lines. Yeah.
All right, you're going to say this, right? And then I'm going to say that.
To work out what they're going to say. You also know who else does that on the Junkies? Rom. And I think this is a great transition into how Rom's calls usually go. If Rom knows he's coming on the Junkies, it's a disaster. He prepares shtick. He thinks about it too much.
He's got a one-liner.
Rom on Friday's Junkie Show at 9:20, he was fantastic. It was a great segment.
It was peak Rom.
You know why? Because we called Rom on the fly. Rom hadn't even, he's listening on delay. He didn't even know he had been brought up yet. Boom, he's thrown into the fire, and then the chemistry with the guys is going, and and it's all great because he doesn't get in his own head.
Well, this also goes to show that these guys who think that they that they're so witty and they have all of these great comebacks, mm-hmm. Vinny and Joe, that it's not as easy as you think.
It really isn't.
Radio is not as easy as people think it is in their head.
That's why they call Valdez the Zing King, because it's not easy to get to the top of the mountain.
I really appreciate
it's
what you
tough
just
to
did
be,
right now.
It's tough to be witty on.
It's hard to be on.
It really is. It's tough to be witty. Everyone thinks you're witty until the red light goes on.
You know what? All of a sudden, you know what they should do? Vinny and Joe should hire Sam Weiner to be their third mic.
Hey, yes. Speaking of Sam Weiner, we've talked about him on the show, the sleazy sales guy here at the radio station.
Yeah, the guy who loves lap dances.
He loves lap dances. He finger pointing at everybody. Valdez always says he could sell ice to an Eskimo, right? Uh-huh. But when he gets on the air, he clams up. He's got shaky voice. He's got nothing. That's exactly how I envisioned this happening to Vinny and Joe today. They're just, if you're not used to it, It can intimidate you a little bit.
It is.
You're not yourself.
It's intimidating. And I guarantee you, I'll be willing to put my entire 401k that as soon as that segment was over, that group text between EB, that group chat between EB, Vinny, and Joe, mm-hmm. was them going, "Hey, how do you think we did?
who do you think it was more relieved it was over, Vinny and Joe or EB?"
How about us?
the listeners.
Yeah, the listeners.
I could tell. EB usually doesn't ask for how things went on the show. He definitely asked us multiple times what we thought of it.
Will you tell the listeners the line that you had ready to go in your holster today?
Well, it wouldn't make sense if you didn't listen to the entire show live today, but... I said, there were two bombing discussions on the show today, Ukraine and Vinny and Joe. I don't know, EB is probably laughing about that as he listens to the bit season, but I don't know if anybody else understands what we're talking about. Yeah. No, they were fine, Eric. Eric listens to the show. They were fine. We're just giving you a hard time. You built them up too much.
Yes, I will say, Eric kind of oversold.
Undersell, over-deliver,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Next time.
It is. I wish I had more Brady Bunch trivia ready. That was weird.
Well, that wasn't your fault. First of all, that's how you know the segment should have been wrapped in
Brady Bunch trivia. Cue up some Brady Bunch trivia.
Hey, maybe that was your cue, Eric, that we've run out of material.
Hey, you know what I can't? You know what we should do is every week we should have a pair of friends on. We'll have Giovanni and
Frank.
Frank.
Yep.
Giovanni and Frank, and then we'll bring on Lurch's Pebble Crew. And then we'll have to figure out if Cakes has two friends.
Yeah, we'll have to put two friends together for Cakes. Now, let's transition into Cakes' big night at MGM and him coming in on 90 minutes sleep, offering nothing to the show, staring there like a zombie. The coffee's not working. I'm trying to pump him full of Bang energy drink. Nothing's taken. He's sitting there ready to keel over.
And I think at one point you asked Cakes off air. You said, "How much did you make?" And Cakes made like $700.
Yeah, $740. I think.
And you said, "Is that $700 worth how you feel right now?" And then Cakes' response was, "No."
Yeah, Cakes. He was distraught because those guys wouldn't chop, and the thing went till 3 o'clock in the morning. Cakes had too many beers on a school night.
I knew
sluggish.
I knew it was going to be a rough one because Cakes was trying to Cakes was trying to wow and hang the Washington football podcast crew with Pete Haley, Mitch Tischler, and J.P. Finley.
Hey, that's the theme of this week's show. The junkies trying to impress other guys.
That is, you know what? That is true. You would have thought Pete Haley and J.P. Finley were Vinny and Joe.
And at the end of the day, it affecting the quality of the show.
I mean, if Cakes is chugging beer towers, I'm not sure if it's going to be. By the way, he said, and I know I said by the way there, but yeah, it's a great interjection.
Okay.
Cakes said, and if you listen closely to him, he said they had multiple beer towers.
Yeah. Okay. I think
those things look like nuclear missiles.
I know. I saw Mitch Tischler. It was huge. Hey.
Those things look like they could sink a battleship.
I think it's possible Cakes was still drunk when he came in here.
Really?
I mean, we did the math, like at least 10 beers.
Because he said I had 4 or 5. And we know that was not.
He lies about it.
When Cakes does that, that's a white lie, Cakes.
Yeah.
And I kind of called him out on it, and he kind of admitted it, that I said 4 to 5 usually means 6 to 8. And if they're having multiple beer towers, I put that on 10.
Absolutely.
Especially if he's staying up till 3.
And I know those other guys from NBC Sports Washington can drink. So Cakes trying to keep up with them makes all the sense in the world. Those guys, did you see them posted at like 4 a.m., so, like drunk at the casino? Pete Haley.
Pete Haley. I'm intrigued by Pete Haley.
I know. We Pete is our dream threesome here on BitSeas. No offense to Ryan Clary, who second we got the job is in here.
If we're ever going to open up a third mic, Pete Haley is our recruit.
I feel like Pete's one of those guys just gets radio.
Yes, and he's funny.
Gets what we're going for.
He's kind of witty.
Definitely,
but,
for sure.
But when I saw his plate of lo mein and egg rolls at 4 a.m., I said,
you get sloppy drunk.
I said, that's my guy.
Yeah. So Cakes comes in on Thursday's show, hungover, barely moving, barely contributing to the show, and that was definitely interesting.
Hey, speaking of Cakes and food, mm-hmm. I wanted to bring up, and a listener pointed this out, and it's kind of, I kind of noticed it this week too, that when Cakes goes to McDonald's, Cakes is go to, when you go to McDonald's, what do you usually get?
Depending on the day, if I'm on Felt Street, I get 2 plain McDoubles, a fry from the app that's usually free if the Wizards win, and a large Diet Coke for $1.
All right, I like to pummel like 20 nuggets.
All right,
that's my go-to. I get sice for that, or like their chicken sandwich.
I'll get the chicken sandwich meal if I'm feeling froggy for sure.
All right, Cakes' go-to McDonald's meal is a Happy Meal, all right, with a small fry.
A Happy Meal with an extra fry.
Oh, extra fry.
I believe.
Okay.
So.
Is it extra fry or a small? Or
No. I think he gets an extra fry. An extra small fry.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So an extra Happy Meal fry.
Okay. Yes. So in addition to.
Okay.
Because at first it sounded like when he says it, he goes in like less fry than normal.
No, I'm
like extra small.
Have you ever
fry.
Seen a Happy Meal fry?
Yes.
It's like 5 fries in there. So it's tilting. He's getting a small hamburger.
Tiniest burger known to man.
Not even a cheeseburger. 2 tiny fries. And then I'm guessing a drink?
Yes.
There's no chance. There's 2 things. Either A, there's no chance it fills him up. Or B, he's lying to us.
I want to do some investigation on this because I feel like it's I think it's part 2. I think,
do we need to put a tail on Cakes?
I think we might have to
see what he's really getting at McDonald's.
You know what I need? I need people who work at the only McDonald's. All right, hopefully there's some biddies there that can tell us if that's really Cakes' order. I actually think, because you know how like some people, they'll just get like one of everything on the dollar menu?
Yeah.
I think that might be Cakes.
That's what I like to do. All right. But I'm stuffed. Like I order a ton of food.
This doesn't. There's no way. There's no way this fulfills Case.
There's no way. Also, what is he doing with all the toys?
that's another question. Maybe he gives them to his wife to give out at school.
Do they still give toys out in the?
That's another great question.
Maybe they don't. But otherwise, what would be the point? What's the selling point of a Happy Meal?
I think this is the perfect lie for Cakes, because
does he get the box? Do they still give him in the box and everything with, like, you know, cutouts of the characters or coloring? What's inside of a Happy Meal?
It's four nuggets.
Yeah.
Okay. And he
gets nuggets instead of a hamburger.
I don't know. It's four nuggets or one tiny burger.
Okay.
I think Cakes is more of a burger guy. The tiniest fry, a toy, and a really tiny soda.
Okay.
Why can't he just get like a number two? Right?
Isn't that I don't know. Number two is fantastic. Two cheeseburgers, fries, and a drink.
All right. So Cakes doesn't want to have two burgers because he's watching his figure.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just get a McDouble burger from the dollar menu, a fry, and a Coke?
I don't know. Why? If he's so concerned about his figure...
Is that why he's ordering a Happy Meal, or is he just doing it out of convenience?
You know what it is? I've seen this before from big guys, okay? Not that Cakes is a big guy. I don't want to say that, but he's not skinny. Uh-huh. They want you to think that they hardly eat.
Are you thinking about me?
That's about these two. That all just clicked together.
Are you staring at me?
You do the same thing.
How do I do the same thing?
I haven't noticed as much recently, but when Awad and I were in that room together, you'd eat like a rabbit.
I still eat like a rabbit.
You'd eat hard-boiled eggs and almonds.
I still eat almonds.
Okay, and then you go home.
And eat five dinners.
Eat five dinners.
There's someone that will remain nameless,
mm-hmm.
who Wacky Jackie told me about.
Right.
All right. And they used to go get buff together. Okay. Yeah. And they finally discovered why everyone was getting swole and getting biceps and lifting and running, and why their friend wasn't changing at all. Right? And they went in his car and they found McDonald's wrappers all over the bottom.
Of course.
And they figured out when... After they were done meeting up at the gym, they would immediately drive to McDonald's and go get a
you gotta fill yourself up. That reminds me of my friend Bo LeBlanc. Okay, Bo, big guy. He used to work here at the radio station.
Crazy arms.
Yeah, I had this line that I'll never forget. Bo's a big guy. And he once said, like, we were at dinner and the waitress came by to ask him if he was done, and he said yes, right? Because he was in front of his friends. And then he looked at Dukes and said, "You know me, Dukes. I never finish a meal." Said that in front of the hot waitress. Okay. Like he was fooling anybody. The people, bigger guys, always want you to think they're not eating that much. And I've been there too. So I'm not just throwing shade at Valdez. We all do it. But Cakes eating a Happy Meal and acting like that fills them up is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Because we've all gone to McDonald's.
They're for 6-year-olds.
Yes. We've all gone to McDonald's just to grab a snack, almost. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Tide you over.
Yeah. It's when you go to McDonald's, no one goes to McDonald's to eat a meal.
Well, I do, but they,
I don't know. It's not really.
What do you mean? I'm going to go there in like an hour.
It's like, you know what they say about Chinese food?
What
like
do
you're
they
hungry
say?
Like 30 minutes later. You know what I mean? Whenever you have it. It's the same way as about McDonald's. McDonald's doesn't fill you up. So I know for a fact Cakes isn't eating McDonald's as a meal.
You know what? I've never heard that about Chinese food, but it kind of makes sense.
You've never heard that before?
No, but I have realized that I'm always eating the leftover Chinese food like an hour later.
Yeah, you're full. You eat half of it because they give you the biggest portion in the world.
Uh-huh.
And then you're full. And then all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, you're eating it again.
Yeah, it's interesting. Huh?
You've never heard of that?
I've never heard of that.
That's not racist, is there a stereotype?
No, I don't think so. Okay. It's probably just the way that the food is made. Because we had Thai food earlier this week. And ate half of it and then crushed the rest of it like an hour later. So that's your lie of the week, that Cakes is you know, ordering a Happy Meal at McDonald's and that's his meal. My lie of the week is JP Flame telling the guys that he could throw a strike left-handed.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you brought that up.
Who does he think he's kidding?
Do you think that's JP just overindulging his athletic ability? Because he's the king of that, isn't he?
I think it's some of that machismo that we always talk about, but he actually came on the air on Monday morning.
And from the mound, by the way. From the mound.
From the mound. First of all, JP can't throw a strike right-handed from the mound.
And I think so? If you made me bet on strike or ball and he was throwing right-handed, I would bet ball.
100%. A blind bet, 50-50 chance, or, you know, double your money, $100. I would bet you $100 JP's throwing a ball from the mound.
Why does he think he can do that?
Who's he trying to impress with his athletic achievements?
Man, I don't know. Maybe he's still on his euphoric high from his marathon. From the New York City marathon.
But isn't running...
I don't know. He's really running a lot lately. And so maybe he's, I don't know, feeling confident about himself, about his abilities. And that's why Isn't he coaching?
Coaching
too?
Flag football.
Flag football. And he's also coaching soccer.
Can I say something? I didn't know people played flag football after the age of 10. What's going on there?
I don't know.
They got a high school flag football team.
I don't know if that's a societal thing or if that's a...
What happened to tackle football?
A Montgomery County thing.
Hey, you better put those kids in a girdle and a helmet and get them out there.
You know what? Someone needs to do a cup check.
Yeah. I need to find out what's going on.
Teach the kids Montgomery what a cup County. Check is.
So that was interesting, and what stood out to me from that conversation earlier in the week about because Cakes got the face a little bit. There was a little bit joning about Cakes being an athlete, and then Cakes said something that stood out to me. He said, "Besides Jason, we're all the same athlete." Okay,
okay, I can tell by your tone.
Okay,
that ricked you a little bit.
No, I don't think he was talking about you and me, but I would assume that he would put you and me in the same category. What I did is I stared at EB, who said nothing, and I will give him credit, and I don't know how...
He bit his tongue?
He was biting his tongue so hard, he was clamping down, grinding his teeth.
Teeth marks on his tongue.
When Cake said that. Now, I don't know how EB feels, he didn't say anything, this is just my hypothesis about this whole thing. My hypothesis is that EB was tilted by that.
EB felt dissed.
He felt dissed when Cake said... EB and JP and myself are all the same athlete.
Well, I feel pissed off because there's no way that I'm not some world beater athlete. I'm not going to claim that I am, but there's no way that I should be compared to a 52 year old in terms of athleticism.
Well, I don't think he was even saying the age. Would you consider yourself in Cakes' heyday? Okay, in your heyday, Cakes an equal athlete to you?
No.
Would Cake start on his high school basketball team that you went to?
No. You know, when you talk about, if you bring up athletic achievement and use the word tennis ladder.
Hey, don't take shots at tennis.
To describe that.
Don't take shots at tennis. Now, this is a great sport.
But no. We watched him play basketball. And that was what?
What about the race, the big race with Brett?
Also remember, he runs palms up.
Right. But who ran backwards against Cakes?
JP. JP was trying to prove that he
could run. Oh, was that with Brett, against Brett?
I think it was with Brett.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Cakes was involved in that somehow.
No. Cakes was involved. He did race Brett.
Oh, okay.
I'm not exactly sure who won.
We'll need someone to keep us
but
up.
I will say,
get
but
us up to speed
I
on
I will say I don't want to poop on Cakes and his athletic achievements so much. He does, and Eric brought this up. He has like the pulmonary skills of an elite athlete.
He could be
a great marathoner
or long distance swimmer or something like that.
Yes, his resting heart rate is elite.
Yes.
I'm
not trying to take a shot at Cakes, but I would say Cakes is hand-eye coordination.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Like, if Cakes went to a batting cage right now, all right, and you got 10 swings apiece, who do you think would fare better between you and Cakes?
I would hope me. I would say Cakes would finish at the bottom of the junkies of the six of us in that department, like in the
sports that involve a skill.
Oh, but Cakes, I love you. I'm really not trying to take shots at you, and I don't need.
But if there's a skillless sport,
right?
All right,
right.
Okay, something as innocuous as running in a circle.
Yeah,
Cakes has got that,
and Cakes might be silly at like yard games. He might be silly
like
at
croquet
or horseshoes or something. Cornhole. Cakes might be silly at cornhole.
Hey, you know what? Cakes would be elite at
what?
Bocce ball.
Bocce ball. Cakes is probably really good at. Okay, because I love you. Yeah, I noticed you did have the face, and I appreciate you standing up for yourself, because if you won't stand up for yourself, who's going to?
I will say that Cakes has lately, the last couple weeks, have really standing up for himself.
Right, and I do.
Everybody's been like that. I think he's finally tired of us making fun of his small penis and everything.
Right.
And it finally got to him.
All right, we got to touch on this for a second. Speaking of small penises... Okay. There was a conversation about Fluffy for the Doctor this week that I loved. Okay.
What?
I don't even remember
made you
how
love it so much.
Well, I'm envisioning the junkies in a hallway, walking about to open the door to the doctor's office, right, uh-huh. And knowing that they got to pull down their pants for the doctor, and Jason saying that he doesn't fluff for the doctor. And that may have been his lie of the week, because what man doesn't give an extra fluff for the doctor when you know that you're going to go in there and be examined and your manhood's going to be on display?
I do not fluff. Of course, there's not only
you don't fluff either. I don't believe it.
I don't fluff. I had three doctors at once looking at my penis for vitiligo.
Yeah.
All right. At once. All three female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And no fluff.
What are you doing?
It's because I don't think of going to a doctor as a sexual.
It's not
situation.
A sexual. It's not a
well,
sexual
then why,
thing.
Then why is Eric fluffing?
Because it's not sexual. It's your testosterone. It's your manhood on display. You can't let another man think that you, or human think that you have a tiny Johnson.
So you think those three nurses, those three doctors. Are going back and saying, "Hey, get a load of that 120s tiny pecker."
Yeah, you don't want them snickering, okay? the small chance that they're going to snicker.
They're professionals. They're not going to snicker.
They're professionals in front of you. They're not professionals when they go into the other room.
You think they're having a dinner party and they're going, "Hey, I saw this guy this week."
It's not even. It's not even if. Okay, so say.
All right, what if I'm so secure with my manhood that I don't feel like I need the fluff?
Okay, I tell you this. Show caller back in the day, Dr. B, right? Physical therapist. This is just a hypothetical. Okay. So say I pull my groin, all right? Okay. I'm playing
you're playing tennis. You're trying to climb the tennis ladder.
I'm trying to climb the junkie's tennis ladder, and I pull my groin, and I got to go see Dr. B.
Dr. Bart.
And I know I got to pull my pants down so he can get a good look at my groin. I'm fluffing for Dr. B because I don't want him thinking Drab from the Junkies has a tiny penis.
You think he's going to call into the show?
No. It's just what he thinks of me. It's just what he thinks of me. If any stranger thinks, that's the most important detail of your life.
You think Dr. B is going to go to JP's P1 party and announce Drab's.
But he's got even if he takes that secret to the grave with him, I don't want him thinking that about me.
Okay, yeah. Well, then why are you so worried about it?
Because I'm self-conscious about my Johnson size.
You know what? I'm starting to think that you didn't have enough locker room time as a high school student.
I told you. This has been discussed on Bit Season about Mr. Neal and the group showers and how I was terrified all summer leading to my freshman year because I knew about the group showers in front of the other guys.
This explains a lot.
I was worried about how my Johnson would measure up to the other teenagers.
Because in high school, it was just flopping around. Whenever during the showers.
Once you got comfortable, yes.
So you at age 40, you're still not comfortable with it.
No.
And that's why I'm comfortable with it. It's because I have been pre-diagnosed
to just have my penis out.
And I was also traumatized a few years ago.
I'm more traumatized about the discoloration than I am about the size. That's mainly my
nobody cares about. That's like JP's gray hair, okay? Nobody cares, okay? Because if you got a big Johnson, no one's going to care if it's discolored. All right, JP's got hair. Nobody cares that it's gray. Right.
Then it makes a lot of sense because as a youth, it was swinging around in the locker room.
And back in my old podcast days with Dukes and them, I showed my Johnson to Sven a couple years ago. Okay, Sven's my beloved friend, noted homosexual. Okay.
Yeah.
And a man that has spent a lot of time.
He's seen a lot of penis.
He's seen a lot of penis. Okay. I didn't fluff. We were doing a bit. And the guys dared me to show him my Johnson. Now, I didn't fluff.
Okay.
And that little mushroom popped out. And I'd never been so embarrassed in my life.
Well, you...
And not that I wanted Sven to be sexually turned on by me or vice versa.
It's a...
But I knew he was judging me.
It's a biological reaction from you. Of course. You're showing your penis. It's going to go hide.
I was hiding. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And now
anyone else realize
now
that?
Now Sven is going to take to the grave his image of my penis. And it's just not acceptable. And actually, I had a redo. I told him that I needed a redo, and I fluffed and showed him again my correct Johnson size. Very important. So I'm on Team EB fluffing for the doctor.
Wasn't that a Seinfeld episode? I want a redo.
Yeah, I think she barged in. There was no fluffing involved. He was in a pool.
No. That's not about. I think Jerry wanted a redo for something. I think it was because Elaine was faking her orgasms.
Maybe he wanted
a redo.
Maybe that's what it was.
So Drive got his redo.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, we have to talk about the champions dinner, by the way.
Of course. It's the story of the week.
First off, I am upset at you.
Upset at me?
Yeah.
Okay. You definitely just caught me off guard. Okay.
I'm upset at you.
All right.
It's minor, but I saw in your Twitter interactions with listeners, I saw some listener praising you for your drab nachos, your carne asada nachos,
yeah,
and your Ferger burger,
right?
And I'm not hating on your meal or anything like that.
I stand by my meal,
okay, but I'm upset at you for calling my champion's dinner a stunt.
Wait, okay. I don't even remember that. Was this on Twitter? I replied to someone and said Valdez's stunt.
Okay. All right, that upset me.
I think that was a compliment, wasn't it?
No, I think stunt has a negative connotation in this sense.
Like when a radio station stunts?
Yeah, yes. Like a wacky bit. Almost.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm upset with you because you feel like your meal is so superior.
No, I don't feel
that. And I got the attention dollars because I pulled an on-air radio stunt.
No. Here's a couple of things. First of all, you helped me with my meal. You helped me get the ball rolling, right? I think I maybe came up with the final thing. But didn't I say to you, I need your help because I didn't plan this out because I was out the day before?
Yes, you did come to me and say, I need your help. And I wrote all your material.
No, what was that? No, you did. I think you came up with a Ferger burger. Which you did definitely came up with that. I don't remember calling yours a stunt, but if I did, I apologize because it was a great bit that you came up with and to wow the guys. Now, EB was in on it. He let you guys know that afterwards that he knew that like this was happening.
I know. I actually wish.
And that's why he took the lead during the segment.
Yeah, I actually wish because Eric kind of read my mind. Maybe I didn't articulate it very well when we were talking about it because he ended up going he pitched the idea of the dinner. And in my head, I was already saying, oh, it'll just be a great surprise to bring it in. And
then, Then Eric
says to all both of us, can you guys get food for us?
Well, I do like the idea of us. If whoever wins the Masters pool brings in their champion's dinner, wouldn't that be a fun little treat?
That'd be nice. I would appreciate it. Or like maybe one portion of it.
Right.
I know it's too much to do everything.
So I didn't go back and listen, Who do you, because I went first because I had to go, EB knew that I had to go get Tim from Capital Crab down in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
So I went first and then disappeared, and I came back literally 4 seconds before Valdez's order.
Uh-huh.
And the timing worked out great.
It did.
Who do you think, besides you, whose meal were you impressed by?
I was impressed. You know,
I saw JP's getting a lot of love.
JP did a heritage thing where he had his
Puerto Rican food.
He had Italian food, and he also had Puerto Rican food or Latin food.
Someone sent me a DM, and it made me laugh because I'm just picturing it in my head because I did not hear it. Someone said, JP's Latin accent puts me on tilt. Like when JP said the name of them meals, was he like
overemphasizing?
overemphasizing and trying to really show how
carne asada.
Really trying to show his heritage. I picture that. It's making me laugh because he does do that.
He's saying it correctly, but he's not Americanizing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's just trying to flex nuts a little bit. About just how Puerto Rican he is.
Yeah. He also did that with his after dinner drink.
What was his after dinner?
The Italian cafe leche, something or other, with Sambuca.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was too over the top.
It was very.
Now, I didn't hear all of his, but I'm.
It was grandiose. I think JP had the most, put the most thought into
it. I appreciate that because then we sent him, we told him to take it seriously and put some thought into it.
He had notes and everything.
I appreciate that
he put in the most thought, and he definitely had the most, I think, the most grandiose.
The most expensive dinner?
I would definitely say it's the most expensive dinner, but it's the most thought.
My only problem with JP's is, does Puerto Rican and Italian food pair well together?
I don't know. I just imagine taking a big old shit after.
Big old greasy shit.
Yeah. I just imagine.
As if you wouldn't do that with all of these meals.
No. This is why you would have the biggest dump with JP's. It's because at the end you're getting that espresso.
To clean the pipes.
That coffee's gonna clean your pipes out pretty good.
This show's so stupid. yeah. You're right.
That caffeine is really gonna move it. Yeah. It's really gonna move it.
Yeah, espresso.
I'm happy that Lurch did his hot dog casserole.
I felt like people were unfairly taking points away from Lurch's dinner for that. That was a toss in for his heritage. And
if I had to eat,
no, of course somebody really wants to eat hot dog casserole.
If I had to pick one of the menu items, that I'd be most excited for to try, I think it would be the hot dog casserole.
No, get out of here.
No, I'm dead serious because it's been talked about so much that I want to try it.
Yeah, why didn't EB have the pepperoni dip?
I've had a billion salmons before in my life.
I think EB gets...
I've had a billion steaks in my life.
Okay.
I've never had a hot dog casserole. I would want to try it.
EB gets the least amount of points for creativity because he said steak or salmon for his main course. Now, look, I chose a cheeseburger...
No, but a cheeseburger explains who you are.
I stuck to my roots of my trashy glory days food, okay, that I like. EB, what was EB's dessert or I don't remember. I just remember steak and salmon.
All I remember, raspberry glaze.
To
be honest, all I really remember, I don't remember much of the guy's menu items. Mm-hmm. I was too busy worried about where the you were.
All right. So you say the hit line, instead of just telling you, why don't I just show you?
And I play the celebration music because we're having a master celebration.
Now, were you looking at the other guys when we came rolling in?
No, I didn't. I was trying to figure out how we couldn't have dead air because everyone was confused.
So
everyone
Tim
was confused and not talking.
So we had a food cart. We rolled it in. Me and Tim did.
Yeah,
and
seafood tower.
I'll tell you, I looked around the room. EB was putting on a show because he knew about it. He was generally excited. Lurch, blown away, Lurch fired up for
really?
It. Yeah. Was he shell shocked, but like in a
shell shocked. I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah. Shell shocked in a very good way. He goes, one of the first things he said is, "Thank God I'm starving." So he was pumped.
And all right, what about Cakes?
Cakes showed excitement on the show as well. I don't know if
well, here's the problem.
Cakes
is that he was hungover.
And
that actually tilted me.
Is and
that
we wasted, Snickers.
You know what? I'm actually mad at Cakes that you brought that up.
Yeah.
That he didn't indulge himself because he had too much of a night last night.
I know. That was
poor Cake.
That's nothing beats some good hangover food, Cakes.
I know. Slurp down some oysters. That'll make your tummy feel good.
And I did notice that JP, it kind of tilted me a little bit because I rolled in and then I looked at him first. He didn't even blink. He didn't react at all to hundreds of dollars of seafood being rolled into the studio
JP,
for him.
Isn't JP not notoriously not a fan of seafood? Like he doesn't. Like
I don't know
the crab thing. He didn't really.
I thought he was all about. I thought he was all about the crab kickoff.
I think he liked it as a. He liked it as a bit, but I don't think he really eats.
I don't think he really liked this as a bit.
Really,
and here's why. Okay, and you brought this up off air. This is for the listeners because I vented to Valdez a little bit. I went back in there and I said, JP didn't react. Like he literally just stared at the car, and it was very similar.
Maybe because it was a surprise.
Maybe, and JP might listen to this and pull me aside and say this is why I didn't react. In fact, I'm sure he will. It reminded me of when we did our old Masters bits, or when Awad decorated the studio up
for the NBA finals,
and JP walked in here and literally didn't acknowledge it, and it tilted everybody. It tilted all of us producers. The same reaction as he no-sold the big unveiling of the food coming in here. I don't even know if he ate yesterday. Did he? Did you see JP eat?
I don't know. I wasn't really looking around for it. But I will say that that kind of caught me off guard.
Oh, JP, so you? Why didn't JP? Do you think?
In my head, maybe it's a competition to JP. JP is very overly competitive, and he wanted to take the crown for the greasiest shit.
I think you are. I think you're 100% right. When you told me this, I said, "Hey, he didn't react. Like, why do you?" I said, "Did he not like this, or is he upset that we brought food in?" And you thought about it for a second. You go, "No, JP." Took this made-up Masters dinner competition very seriously, and he wanted the most accolades for JP's dinner is the best.
The originality behind it.
And then you came in here with actual food and blew everyone away.
This is what I equate the fake Masters competition to.
Yeah.
Is that JP is the serious, smart kid in your high school class. And he tells you, he lays out everything of why you should vote him for class president.
Okay. Okay. All of these serious answers.
Yeah, all these serious answers. He's going to do this at graduation. And then all of a sudden you got popular jock kid Matt Valdez who stands up and gives his speech and goes, "I'm going to give you a kick-ass prom."
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to extend recess.
We're getting an extra dessert at lunch if I'm class president. Yeah,
that dumb crap.
Yeah. So you one-upped him with some BS.
Yeah, I said, "We're going to end school 10 minutes early every day."
Yeah.
All right. One of those things.
Yeah.
And JP had all the right political answers.
And he knew he was boned right then and there.
JP's trying to get into an Ivy League school and be class president. And I come swooping in with my tray of seafood talent.
Hey, I'll say this. If JP wants to put together a breakfast for us of Puerto Rican and Italian food from his champions dinner, I would love it.
Oh, I would eat so many empanadas.
I would pummel it, JP. So let me know and we can work on. I know you got your friend in the catering business. I'm sure we can. And you know what? Who did JP pick to win the Masters this week?
He picked Patrick Reed and Rory McIlroy.
All right. Well, those guys actually didn't play that bad.
Yes.
Their first day. So maybe those guys win and JP can actually have his champions dinner. I would love it. But all in all, Valdez is a great bit, and Thursday was fun on the show, and this has been a fun show, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it as much as we did recapping the week on the Junkies. No update yet on our own feed. Fingers crossed that it comes next week, and we can go into more details that when it happens, but there'll be very important reasons why you guys need to subscribe and support the show.
Very important reasons. We'll definitely give people explanation about it. And just, you know, we've been telling people to keep their eye out. And hopefully next week we'll have everything lined up.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Masters. Fingers crossed for Tiger.
And, Tiger.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.